The topic that I was asked to talk about has to do with Hilchos Michud. We'll get to that in a second. I just want to thank everyone again for the invitation to come and share the Torah and to continue to share in many Torah-tick endeavors together and continue to be modest Torah together over the many years to come. The Zman Hazeh, unfortunately, our community knows and the world knows as well, the Hilchos Michud is not a small thing. We know that there are many tragedies, many terrible things that have occurred that could have been avoided if people would be careful to follow the particulars and the details of the laws of Yichud. And therefore, it's good, even though sometimes it's an uncomfortable topic. We don't like to talk about things related to Avedos and people's time and things like that. But it is good to review sometimes the laws of Yichud and to be familiar in order to make sure we make a gather for ourselves, a fence for ourselves, to make sure we don't put ourselves in situations that would compromise halacha and we regret after the fact. What I want to talk about is a two-pronged question. I want to talk in general about the issue of security cameras, online cameras, and whether that does alleviate in Isser of Yichud of a man and woman being alone. And then I want to really get to the main question of something that I've been asked from time to time, is about escape the rooms. Is an escape the room for a young man and a young woman who want to go on a date, is that an appropriate dating venue for them to spend time together? Because again, they are alone in a room, and that would seem to violate the Isser of Yichud. But on the other hand, there's a camera, and the people who run the escape the room centers in those buildings are aware and can see what's going on. Does that alleviate the problem? So let's first talk about the issue of cameras and whether that takes away Yichud, whether a person is a business owner, a person is alone in their house, and they have a cleaning lady or something like that, and they have a camera in the house. Is that going to solve the issue of Isser Yichud? So before we start, we just need to note there are three possible cameras that we could be talking about. One is to have a security camera that can be viewed over a computer, over a screen online, but the data is not recorded. It's only showing a live feed, but it doesn't keep the information for later on. It's just showing you from where you are right now, from what's going on. And it shows you whatever the live feed is on the other side of the world. You could probably draw a parallel to like the camera they have by the hotel. I can't imagine they've been recording for the last 30 years. Every single, Chaim Yankel goes to the hotel, they're storing it on computer somewhere. I imagine the live feed of the hotel is just a camera that shows what's going on. And then afterwards, it's erased and nobody saves it forever again. The second type of camera is that records data. It can be accessed to see what's being recorded, but it's not necessarily showing the live stream. There's a camera. And it's putting it onto a computer, but not necessarily is there a human being who's watching right now what's going on. And the last is a combination of the both, is a live stream that records what's going on in the room, and it also has a screen that someone's seeing at the same time to record the data. And it's important to know which type of camera is being discussed or who has access to the camera. Is it a family camera? Is it security personnel? Is it a government issued a camera? The owner of the facility? These are all things to be aware of when it comes to our question. And just to be aware that over the past few years, there has been a proliferation of cameras. In the past, having a security camera was expensive, required investment, you needed infrastructure, not everybody had it. But nowadays, for $5, you can have a camera outside your house, you can have a camera every single room in the house. A person should be aware that you cannot walk down a city street and think you're not being recorded. Of course, you're being recorded wherever you go down the streets, whether it's a New York Police Department camera, whether it's a Ring doorbell, there are cameras everywhere, every single step of the way. And therefore, keeping this in mind, perhaps the Holy Spirit Yichud just flies away. Nobody's alone. Everybody can see everything. And now all this has perhaps been solved. Let's begin with those who say that the camera does not help. We're first going to talk about those that the camera does not help. Then we're going to talk about the reasoning of the matir, those who allow it. And then we'll talk about halacha l'maaseh. Everyone has sheets in front of them? Okay. One of the first to speak about the Isser, that the Isser stands in place, the security camera does not solve the issue, is Rav Nissim Karelitz. So Nissim Karelitz, in the Sefer Choshani, says that at first glance it would appear that a camera would remove any Isser Yichud, even if no one's looking at the cameras right now. But the camera's image will be discovered later on. How do I know this? Because it's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechet Kedushin Daf Ayal on the base, Amar Rav, Misyachid Adam Mishke Yavama Osim Shei Tzaris. A man can have Yichud with two women who are Yiva, two women who are Tzaros, two wives. Yimishu V'chamasa, a woman and the mother-in-law. Yimishu Baspala, a woman and the daughter of her husband. Yimishu V'sinokas Sheodas Tambia. And then the Gemara says that you can also have Yichud with another woman if there's also Tinokas, a young girl there, Sheodas Tambia, who knows that there's relations, who's aware that if a man and woman are behaving in such a way of intimacy that something different is going on, that she's aware, not like a baby who has no idea of their surroundings, but Yodas Tambia. Rashi says, why does it help? There's a tinokas in the room. So Rashi says, Koloma, Mahi Bia Shateda, Lisaber Dvar Bishok. Says Rashi, because she's going to be able to go and say in the street, look what I saw. And she's going to report, and she's going to tell people later on after the fact. Meaning, all that you need to remove the Yisr Yichud, says Rashi, is that someone will certainly potentially find out at a later time. They don't have to know right now. But the Tinokas will be able to reveal information later on. So says Nissen Karelitz, is that not a security camera that records data? Anyone can go back. Anyone can look at the tape. Anyone can see what was recorded. It's like having a Tinokas. It's like having a young child who can record what happened later on to the world. That's what he says. So in response to that, he says the following point. He says, when there's a camera there, it's not really, you want to say, a hidden area. Behind you, down first of all, the camera has to see the whole area where the man and woman are secluded. There are places, pinos, zavios, corners of the house. They can go to a room and they can be alone. So they can do an Isser. It has to be a camera. The whole discussion only starts if the camera can see everywhere. That should be obvious to this. There are two parts of every Isser Yichud. Aleph is Shemis Oreir, that with a man and a woman are together in a room, it's Ma'oreir Taiva. It creates a connection between the two. And Beis, Be'emes Huyachal Avor. And the second thing of Yichud is that they practically will be able to commit the Avera to the Chet at that time. Be'im, Zemasav Shemis Oreir Be'emes Huyachal Avor. If this is a situation where Be'emes really, they could sin, could go Malachas Lepinas, go to a place Boso, Abayis, Hanul, then in Lot. Zay Yichud, that's Yichud. Does that makom seiser, v'hagorim shal Yichud kayim, gam ba'ayin roa shal matzleimah. Even though the camera sees, says a Nissen, there still is Yichud in that place. Kevin sheish kan es ha'argosha, shal ha'mtsos ha'mishutafot, v'machim sagor v'ezach. He says, let's think psychologically for a moment. If person A and person B are in a room together, and there's person C, so whatever feelings might come out are not going to happen. There's another person there. It shares the feeling in the room. There's no sense of intimacy. But if it's A and B, and there's a camera on the wall, it's not the same internal psychological feeling like you're alone. It's different, he says. It's not the same thing. You need someone there to be mafriya, annoying. There's got to be a third wheel. There's got to be an individual in the room who's creating an atmosphere where there can't be intimacy. Because people can go to a private place, they can cover the camera, they can turn it off. And therefore, he says, it is an essence still of Makom Seser. It still is a hidden room, it still is a secluded room, even though there is a camera. And he goes on to say, I heard of terrible things. People made terrible mistakes based on the satanic cameras. And he says, there's no mirsas. There's no fear of yichud, and one should not rely on a camera regarding yichud. That's what he says. Hora la maisa is I hear intuitively why am I remove this yichud, but practically, he says, Mr. Corrales, come on. You got to use your head. It's not a smart thing to do. Who says la maisa is asur? So I have in front of you, you have here on the page on the right side, you have a letter that was published in Tavshinai and Gimel. What together Rav Nissim Karelitz and Rav Shmuel HaLevi Basra, the Shem HaLevi. Let's look at Rav Basra's letter. Shemati b'tzar ke'ilu eizah rabbanim ratzu lahatir isra yichah. I heard there were rabbis who wanted to alleviate the isra yichah rachamor ayday ayin elektroni kodoma using a camera. Zatina das Torah ha'isra b'makoma omeh b'chas v'shom ha'kavazeses Rav Basra. The Isra stand and Chas v'Shalom to be makel in such a case as well. His son Rechaim Meir Vazner writes in the Sefer Shari HaRav that his father prohibited relying on any type of camera, and the Shari HaRav also brings in Nachum Eisenstein from Israel Orbach from Shlomo Zalman Orbach's son, saying one should not rely on the camera for issues of yichud. It's the shita of Rechaim Kanievsky as well, and there's a long piece. This was discussed in two editions of the very popular Torah journal that comes out of Muncie or Yisrael. There's a back and forth between a number of Dayanim. In the first issue, there is a long piece from Rabbi Yechiel Michal Eisenstein, who is the square Dayan. So he says, Steinitz, who's the square Dayan. And he says that there's a number of reasons why we can't allow for you. So let's just read the summary at the end. I brought you Ha'olah Ladina. I'll do you a favor. I read the article for you, and I'll tell you what it says at the end. It says over here, Olu Ladina. It says, what did we come out of Lamais? He says, Einir lahakel yisachet ishisha b'makom shemiras surveillance cameras. There should not be any hetzer of yichud by surveillance cameras. Bikama b'kantam for a number of reasons. One, he says, the kevin shein mesach hamas leimos menach el lefnei adam echad, v'lo dam lepesach pasuch v'shesarabim, el lepesach ha-pasuch v'chotzer, shekosva posel v'mahat. He says, some people want to say, what's the camera? We've all heard of the phrase, Pesach Pasuach, which is a rabbin, right? If I have the window open, the door open, people can see and coming from the street, then there's no Isra Yichud. So why is the camera not the same thing? He says, it's not the same thing. Because how many people see the screen if it's on a surveillance camera? One person, maybe two. Is that Pesach Pasuach, Lishus HaRabim? No. That's Pesach Pasuach, L'chotzer. Like to... like a cul-de-sac, right? So like a courtyard. That's not random. And he says the post.
Today they've always posted it.
Oh, good.
Facebook.
Correct. So he's assuming we have like a closed circuit security camera. His attack here is talking about that type of camera. There's one guy by
more public.
It's true, but let's assume it's one guy by a security desk, and that's the whole thing. He says that's on.
He's saying it, if you go and you stream live.
Good. So better to stream your Israel you could live, you say. So well, he has other reasons as well. He says, Bays, I feel mesach with a kamanashim. Ah, and even if many people can see it, it is live. Kevin Shioshim Bain of Pius have a Kalibo Gaspa. He says, even if many people can see the screen, the Chalkos Mechokik writes there in Shulchan Aruch that Libo Gaspa. What does Libo Gaspa mean? What does it mean?
They know each other.
They're very familiar. They have a nice rapport together. The heart is, they're very close. He says, there's no heter in the case of Libo Gaspa. Three, Gimel. Afilu lahaposkin d'shari afilu b'libo gaspa. And those who disagree with the Chalkos Mechokim say that if they do have an intimate, they do have a relationship, we do allow Pesach Pasuach l'shus harabim, mikomakom v'adai v'lohavi din l'chathila k'mavor b'sei f'yir l'Rabbeinu Yonah. He says it's 100% not a l'chathila thing according to Rabbeinu Yonah. And then he says, gam in einir l'hakam adin shmira k'din katan. And he says, this is not a shomer like a child. That she'll go out into the street and say what she saw, and they'll say, oh, maybe that's the heter over here. He says, no, it's not a heter. Why? Aleph. This is back to our point from before. This is what Mr. Carell said. A person in the room makes it a different room. A camera on the wall that somebody may find out about later on, it's not the same thing. Let's say a person is nichshol and they did something they shouldn't have done, and there was a camera. They find out there was a report. By a 7-year-old, what are you going to do? Nothing. They're going to go tell them. All the candy in the world is not going to stop them. They're going to tell people if you did something wrong. The guy runs the camera, you know, a little bit of money, pay the guy, you know, whatever. There's a way you can negotiate. You can negotiate with the cameraman. You can't negotiate with the katana, with the child. That's his next point. Then he says, "Gam b'katana kosu kam poskim shein loyal b'parutz al kein adin shari putzim davrei mahakel." Many poskim say if somebody is a parut, somebody who is not careful in these aspects, somebody who's inappropriate, a katana doesn't help nowadays. Many people are putzim. And Dalad Yeshlach Ashoshish, Shana Matsyas, Rezamas Man, we will be Yisroom Adehatis. And then he says, we should be generally concerned with the change of Matsyas. Because if I allow a Heter Yichud by a camera, then what's going to be the next thing? And they're going to say, no one sees it, and it's recorded only AI, and da 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 da. And then what's going to be the technology 10 years from now? And what's going to be 20 years from now? And then all of a sudden, the cat's going to be out of the bag. And therefore, says the Square Dayan, cameras don't work, it's a zero, it doesn't make a difference. Okay. Of course you can. Okay, so we got that
getting out
to
the world.
Getting out to the world. Getting out to the world. Well, get out to the world. That's what Rashi said.
Every time you have one person.
Correct. Because the issue is, one person. The heter of one other man in the room is because your person will be embarrassed that they were in front of that person. It's a different heter. Okay. So we have the Machmirim, very short Machmirim, Nissen Karel, this is the Dayan, from Israel Orbach. Are there any kulas within the Machmirim? So Rav Moshe Mordechai Kar was a very close time in Rav Yashim. He has the Sfarim, Hilchos Chag B'Chag, Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos. So he has a piece in the Or Yisrael. And he says, once in a while, if there's a situation of Yichud, and it's not a case of Lipo Gaspa, you can be leaves. The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch say, Mirsas, fear can help Yichud. He says, maybe with cameras, there's a Mirsas, there's a fear that someone will check it. And according to those Shitas who follow Rashi, it's proper to be Machmer, not to rely on Mirsas for Yichud. But as a policy, he says, at life, at work, at home, relationships with Libo Gaspa, you should try to stay away from these things. So I brought for you again his words over here in the text on the bottom. Yesh bazeh beisugei masa. The most he talks about types. If you go on to the next, to the ellipses, four lines down. Akasher hanidon v'yichud v'makom avoda shukavua shal anashim v'shudovem. If the cameras are there all the time, it's not a good thing. He says, I'll talk to you about a heter for cameras as like a one-time get out of jail free card. It's a one-time thing. But to run a front business with cameras all the time and rely on yichud with a man and woman late at night at the office, or to have in the house someone should be there all the time with a man and woman alone, that should be the policy. The cameras there, says Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp, that's not a good policy. One time, person in a situation, they can't have to go. There's a worker in the house, something, whatever. There's what to discuss, but not as a policy. With Yosef Lieberman, the Mishnah Yosef also says as well to be machmer in a workplace. Who else says perhaps there's a hetzer b'shas adachak? And that is Rav Yitzchak Rubin, the author of Yoruch HaShabbos, who write, this is the Torah Jil Heichala. Heichala is the journal that Rav Rubin puts out from his shul in Har Nof. What's the name of the shul? What's the name of the shul? Okay, so Kiel's B'nai Torah of your sister Kiela in Har Nof. So Rav Yitzchak Rubin, the author of Shabbos. So he put his shul puts out a beautiful Torah journal every couple of years. He has many gedolim and rabbanim of Rav Rubin himself writes. So in this volume I have in front of me, he has a back and forth with Moshe Shaul Klein. Rav Rubin writes in Chelek Vav and Chelek Zion that since Gedolia Poskim forbade rely on cameras, as a policy, you shouldn't rely on them. And even if there's cameras in every room in the facility, He says, maybe b'shas adachat, you can ask a shayla to someone who's a baki in Hilchos Yichud, maybe. And then he says the following. Let's look at what he says over here. He says, le'inyan nidan hamatzimos. This is on the second page. Le'inyan nidan hamatzimos, regarding the camels. Choshvani sheyesh lahabdo b'zeh bein gidrei ha'alacha u'bein chashashos ha'ma'asiyim she'en ha'negayim u'guf ha'alacha. He says, we need to distinguish between what the halacha is, nekra din, and the reality on the ground. Tinei zeh pashu shepesach pasuach shari bein chashash yizkru as ha'pesach. He says, in Pesach, Pasuch, Shusaram, the openings, he says, we generally don't say, people are saying, oh, but they can go to another room. He says, if you have a house with the window open, the door's open, we don't say, oh, you can't go to the bathroom because then you're going to be in a room alone. We don't say that. We say, as long as the house itself has access, people can see and come in, Pesach, Pasuch, Shusaram. We don't say, oh, but maybe they'll go to another place. We don't say that. Or you have to live in a house that's made entirely out of glass. That's not what we say. He says, nobody says, if the main window to the house is open, everyone can see it, but they might come to close the shade. We don't say that. That's not how the halacha works. But my kan so why are those other machrim saying, maybe someone will come to cover the camera or pull the plug on the camera? We don't say that by Pesach Pasuch L'Shusar Rabim. Also says Reuben, you're going to look like a weirdo, but all of a sudden you walk up to the camera and it sees your big face next to the screen, and you're putting like a shape, you're putting like a piece of tape over it. Or all of a sudden there's a guy and a lady in the room, and all of a sudden the camera's plugged and it goes silent.
You can plug the camera.
What?
You can plug it out.
Well, are you saying it's correct? Right. We're talking this. Let's say a person has like a Google Home, like one of those things. Where you have something like that. A person in the gun, they're going to play with. You're going to look weird, right? You're going to look weird. All of a sudden, there was a man, you know, Avram and Rachel were in a room, and all of a sudden the room went dark, and all of a sudden Avram and Rachel were in the room afterwards. No one's going to think, oh, that was a weird thing. So he says, obviously, that's going to make you look subject to suspicion as well. So he says, the arguments against using a security, relying on a camera don't make any sense. But he says, But he says, the metzias of a camera still allows kirv hadas. It allows people to schmooze together. You have to be careful. And he says, he heard that Rav Nissen Karmel, the big machmer, would allow a camera because it's a gadol, and there was no concern about any side rooms. Chavra Chanuch Albeck writes in the Kovitz Maria as well, you heard B'Shem Rissen Karelz, or even Rissen Karelz, the very big machmer here, found room to be leaned. In the next volume, in Chelek Zayin of Heichala, Asher Reuben is an Ish Ames, so he took letters of people attacking him in the next volume. So in Chelek Zayin, he has a letter from Moshe Sholkvah, and Moshe Sholkvah says as follows, listen to this. He says, Moshe Kosov Alas Kvodo B'Sivta Zayin, B'shem Gedolei Haroi, he said the name of Poskim, Shiisra L'smachal Masamos, that it's also to rely on the cameras, U'b'shas HaDachak Yish L'syoitz T'mor HaRob B'mavah. But if it's a Shas HaDachak, a great need, you can ask a Shaila who knows Hilchot, to someone who knows Hilchot Yichud, and maybe you could rely on him. U'v'aros Nata Ma'al Skhodo, L'hatir Medina, and really in your footnotes, where you all know that the kulas are always in the footnotes of the Sfarim, right? So he says, in the footnote, you said that really it can be relied upon. He says, "Mishum geder isur gadol hara." This is only a geder; it's not mikra din. Amnum hayisa nochach b'shash shemar b'al shemah lady shekasav isur mishum geder rachmedin. He says that letter we saw on the first side of our page. Rav Azar says, "I was in the room when Rav Azar wrote that letter. The cameras can't be used, and it was clear from Rav Azar that it's not a geder; it's mikra din. The camera is nothing mikra din. Ki min hanisayim sheim matzevos b'makomas sinuyim b'shach avod isur." Again, you can play with it, you can the camera is my katzar, and all types of other reasons. So he says, he's writing back to Reuben, okay, ain't makam l'shol mor hara, b'zeh, ki isra medina. There's no shayla here. So you think you can ask a shayla? He says, if somebody called me on the phone and said, I have a shayla, click, there's no shayla. Av im gadol Yisrael osim gadar im l'shom mora harol lahatzar gadar. You should not ask shaylos to get around the psak of gadol Yisrael. So that again is the school of the machmirim who say that cameras are useless. They're not helping the Nisra Yichud, maybe Rav Reuben B'Shas Echad, but really, we're back to square one. Let's go now to the camp of those who said that cameras are helpful for you. But let's discuss why. So I have a bit of mirsas myself. I'm going to quote Rebelsky in the Beis Medrash of my Baal HaSanya, who is the greatest disseminator of Rebelsky's Torah. So I didn't see this in one of his far. I don't have all of his far. That's also like Chappelle as well. But I didn't see it in one of his far. This I saw in the Sefer Oel Yaakov. Oel Yaakov collects different psukim, different gedolim. So he says that Rebelsky said the following thing. Is there a heter? And Rebelsky said, if people can see it live, then it's mutter. If it's just a recording, I'll tape in lahatir. And you have to be careful that maybe no one's going to see it as well. That's what Rebelsky said as well. It said to that. Rabbi Cheskel Roth, the Carlsberg Dayan, writes in also in an article in the Or Yisrael that if you see everything that's going on in the room at the moment, the camera's mutter because it's a Pesach Pasua, the Shusar Rab, an opening to the public domain. But if it's Libel Gaspa, the man and woman have a relationship, then the Yasser, because the Chalkas Machokik says that Libel Gaspa is not a Libel Pesach Pasua, the Shusar Rab. Comes as well, Rabbi Zion HaLevi Vosner. Rabbi Vosner is Sakh. So the son is chilek on the pan. And he writes in the Or Yisrael chilek samache that the camera can be used if there are five conditions. Everyone has the five conditions there? One, aleph, the camera can see every area of the structure. Bays, the camera is working at all times and doesn't go off. Gimel, the pictures have high quality that it's clear what everybody is doing. Dalet, people are looking at the live feed of the camera and not relying on seeing the video recording. And then, hey, the people in the room know about the above conditions. They know that they're being recorded and they're aware of the circumstances. In that case, and it's a much 100% lechem. That's what Rav Ben Sion Vosner says. Yeah, what? That's what he said. I didn't make it up. You have the words there. Af lechachila. That's what he says. Okay. Next. Rav Shmuel Felder. The Raven Lakewood. So he writes in his Shirim on Hilchos Yichud that the author of the Torah Yichud. This is the Torah Yichud. This is Rav Pinchas Rabinowitz. This is the author of the Torah Yichud. We'll quote from him in a second. He told him that Rav Yosher said that if people can see the live video, it's like a window that alleviates this Yichud. And he said he heard this as well from Rav Zilberstein that people can see the live feed. It's like a window, and that's fine. And then Refelder explains the psak in two different ways. He has two pieces of lumdus to explain what's going on. Refelder says, first of all, Chazal say there's a heter of Pesach, Pasuach, and Shusara. If the people in the public can see that, it's fine. And the note to Yehuda extended this to a window as well. If you can see the window, that's fine. So Refelder says, we cannot add on to the heter of Chazal and allow something where no one else sees b'shas mice what's going on. And therefore he sees, if your video is live, Pesach Pasuach. If it's not live, then that's not Chazal's answer. That's far number one. Number two is as follows. He says something very interesting. The Gemara says, Eizu Chacham, Haroa Esano. Who is wise? One who can see the future. He says, in order to see the future, you need to be a Chacham, right? He says, but if you're under the influence of the Yetzirah, a person's mind is racing and they're thinking about planning doing something that's an aveira. You're not such a chacham. Right at that moment, the Yetzirah is punching on your brain and your chacham is not there. And therefore, he says, if you're not a chacham, what can you do? What can you do? You can't be Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, if no one is looking at the cameras right now, the person would have to be conscious of the possibility of what? Of the future. But you have a Yitzhahara right now. And therefore, you can't, your brain is not wired correctly to say, ah, if I do an Avera now, someone may see it in the future. The person can only control themselves, says Refelder, if right now they know that someone is watching. Because Ezu Chacham are OSA Nola, but right now you're not a Chacham, because you have a Yitzhahara. You're not thinking, oh, what might be, right? This is, it's such a beautiful psychological insight, right? We all are conscious all the time, right? If I was a chacham and I thought about what the repercussions of my actions would be, I'd be a lot better off, says Rav Felder. But we're not. We're not a chacham. The Yetzer Hara is playing with us, and we can't think about what's going to be in the future. That's why he says it has to be only a live feed, and it can't be what's going to be in the future. So comes Rav Pinchas Rabinowitz. And he writes in the Torah Sifra, he says, I want you to look what I wrote in the Torah Sifra. See there, the piece there says Chuva on the bottom? He says, I want you to look at the Torah Sifra. So the Torah Sifra that I couldn't make a picture of, but I'll tell you what he says. In the Torah Sifra, in Parakeh, he says that Nechlaku aposkim, Behetar shal Pesach pasuch shus harabim, Mudavka gushadelas pasuch v'gamrei, O gam gushadel sagura, whether it's open or closed. And he says, "Hetzos enema rank b'makom b'zman shemesiachtim yureim shem yikanes adam tzad." There has to be that you're afraid that someone is going to walk in. And he says, "The hetzer, as explained that I explained in the sefer, is that needs to people have to be able to see all the way into the house." He says, "Hamilsa, let's look inside what I brought over here. Hamilsa yesh l'demus l'chalon hapona l'rishus haravim u'kvar kasavnu b'sefer Torah Sayichud." You have to be able to see all the way into the house on the outside. And you also have to see all the way from the window to the bathroom. If you can't see all the way in, again, he's being machmir here in that regard. In a biyichah, afal pike yisurim meglal chashashi avol de yichah umina yesh liom bekal v'chomer. We can learn a kal v'chomer lechalom from a window al de kolach aria electronic. Then machshir sheyesh lo matzema. If I have a camera, biyashir lahatir imaya odim al safa yichud de shiyochul beisakiso mitbachadoma. He says, I will only allow it when the camera can see the whole space. But if the camera can't see the whole space, then I cannot allow Yichud in that location. If they can walk away, things like that, then it would be not okay. He also goes on to say something like Skype or Zoom that can time out, it can flicker, it can lose a connection. He says there, or the field of vision isn't wide enough. He says no answer. There has to be a security camera that sees the whole room, do the whole scope, and that's how it could work. Let's look at two other sheets, and then we'll try to come to a conclusion. Rav Sinai Milovitsky, yeah, based in Slonim, so he has a letter as well, the Or Yisrael Chelik Samach. And he says, you know, this is he has the longest article. His article is like 20, 25 pages. He says, I don't understand the math. He says, 100 years ago, Rabbanim were matter agunus. Issues of mamzerus by looking at grainy pictures of black and white cameras of identifying who is that person in the picture, they're alive or not. And we are matter agunas on such weighty shilas on much worse technology. Kal v'chomer, he says, we can be matter yichud with a man and a woman with better technology, cameras that can see and hear what's going on. And even if the people are legal gaspa, but he says, you need four requirements. He says the cameras have to work all the time, can't be turned off. The cameras have to cover the entire space, and there's no place where the cameras can't see. The people need to know that the cameras are on and they can be seen. In the row of O's and Shamas, and the people being observed have no control over the cameras, meaning it can't be the boss who can control the cameras and another woman, and he also can go back now and play with the cameras. That's not a good head to go. You have to have all four things. The Rozal Menachemia Goldberg has a piece in the Pama Yaakov, and he says that if you're renting a guest house of a guy and there are cameras in the main areas, there's no Isra Yichud, even if there's no cameras in the other rooms, because we're not concerned people might be misach in those spaces. But again, we want to be concerned as well. So what would I say with mice? So we brought both sides. No, what would we say? Cameras, what do you feel? They alleviate Isra Yichud? They don't alleviate Isra Yichud? No?
Very clear feeling you just made. And they might not even be in my focus at all.
Why?
If someone's watching through a camera, watching everything that's going on in the room, It seems like everybody is mad at that. Even the ones who are most mad, they say, oh, the cameras, they say the cameras themselves can't do it. There's someone's watching the room through a camera, watching you through the camera.
Yeah.
Then even they would be mad at it. That's not even. And the other sheet is the ones that are mad at, oh yeah, just a recording, or it's just something that they think is there, or they know. So it seems like the tracks should be very clear.
Seems to be very clear. And this is what I would say, Lawrence. What I would say about my students is that as a policy, the Yirei Shamayim should not rely on cameras. It's just, it's setting a person up. We live in a generation where, unfortunately, if we could say that these things don't happen in our community, then maybe we wouldn't have to talk about these things. But we know that people are not shown, there's things are, and people make mistakes. I would say that either Shemayim and Ben Torah would not rely on such a situation. I would say, B'shasa B'chad. Person is in a situation, they have to be in the house. If you have really good cameras and the cameras can see everywhere, I think B'shasa B'chad, I think to follow her Reuben makes sense. And B'makam Tzorech, there's what to rely on.
We had it in our old lake where some of the women were sometimes there with the fear was really anybody could have walked into the office. So it was really good.
It's not even the cameras. If people can walk all the time, then it's not even the cameras. So to only rely, for a business to run, and to assume that there's no issue at all the time, there's cameras all the time, and that you could have two people working alone in the office, you know, or something that's in the questionable numbers of buildings either. And as a policy, to rely on that, I would say is a terrible, terrible mistake. It's a terrible mistake. You have to be careful. You're not gonna, let me tell you, nobody ever lost out on being extra careful in the office. Nobody ever came out on the losing end. And therefore, as a policy, it's something we should probably avoid to rely on cameras. But B'shas HaTachak, B'makam Tzorech, I have to be in this situation, I have no place else to go, this is the situation I have to be home, whatever it may be, with good cameras that can see everywhere, and they can record, and you know someone can look at them, you know, you can call your wife and say, can you go on to the camera now, I have to be home, you know, call somebody else, this is the past, you can log and see my camera alone. That, I think, is a responsible thing to do. And to make sure that we don't fall into these areas as well. So let's get to the next question. Escape rooms. Is a nice date for a Jewish boy and girl?
No.
I would probably say I would lean towards it. It's not a lichatchila dating
option.
It's true. There is somebody watching the camera, but the product's a guy. And it is a guy. And the heter.
What about the Jewish escape?
I can't speak for the case, if somebody is a parrot, there's no heter. So the person is running the escape room has no nemanis or no tzidkus to say that they care if anybody's nechshol. I would say that's not lechem. It doesn't cover all places either. Okay, another reason to be master.
Also, there is a door to go out.
Well, they're not.
They do sometimes come wrong.
If you do something wrong,
you think wrong, and then you say they won't be coming.
But
you
go out
the
camera.
The definition of wrong is different than ours.
Sure. So, again, Baruch Hashem, Chayes are not lacking dates for people to go on. We're not lacking things to do. There's enough.
Actually, there may be problems. Hotel rooms not for everyone.
That's right.
So there's other things. Say that, there's
things to do. A creative person can find things to do. Maybe an escape room is not the most lucrative thing. This is what I've told, you know, either students of mine, the people out there as well. If you don't have to go, you know, and you can avoid it, it's probably a better thing to do. It was just a guy and a girl together. I'm probably going to avoid such a thing. So let's just conclude. We are just a few steps away from Elul, and this topic reminds me of a beautiful piece from the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim writes in his Sefer Shem Olam. Shem Olam is all about Talmud Torah and the zchus of learning Talmud Torah and how to remember people through Talmud Torah. So the Chafetz Chaim has a beautiful piece over here. This is in the Chasimah Sasefer, the very end of the first Chelek. And he says, that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, he says, Sheyesh la mala ayin roa, ba'osin shamas, The person should know that there's always an eye that sees, an ear that hears, and all your actions are recorded. That's what the Mishnah says in the beginning of the second chapter of Pirkei Avos. And the Chafetz Chaim goes on to explain that in the days when the Mishnah was written, how could they relate to such an idea? How could they have a visceral understanding? Somebody can see everything you do, no matter where you go, and someone records everything you say. He said, it's hard to, a person is struggling in Amuna, it's hard to imagine such a thing. But he says, in my time, in the beginning of the 20th century, one only has to see the technology that was around. And the technology, he says, was a sign from a Kadosh Baruch Hu to strengthen our Amuna, that Hashem is always there. He says, he says, nowadays we have things, he talks about a telescope. He says, the telescope can see stars that are millions of miles away, billions of miles away. He says, now we have a hasaga, that someone can be very, very far away and not right next to you and see what's going on. Kalvachomer security camera in 2023, that you can be in a room and think nobody sees you, but everybody sees you. That should strengthen a person's amuna, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is aware of what we do at all times. And he says, the fact that someone can hear what you're saying, he says, now we have Kli Shmia Gadol, a telephone. And the telephone can hear conversations from across the world. Things, someone's not next to you, can record your words, and they can process it and have the words what you said later on after the fact. And he goes on to say, the fact that you can have a photograph. He says, Tmuna Hanal, a photograph, photographia, a tzilum, I can record, and I can have an image, and people can know what you did and have a picture to show later on. So the Chafetz Chaim goes on to say, he says, I think it could be that the reason why these inventions were introduced at this point in time, cameras and recording devices and photography, is to strengthen the amun of the Jewish people, to strengthen Klal Yisrael. They should always know that Kal Vachomer, just like now, our actions, our speech, our words, our images are recorded on devices all over the world. How much more so Kadosh Baruch Hu sees what we say and records what we have to do and has images of us that we're going to be nechtavim and recorded before him. An important idea as we approach Elul and as we approach this time of Niras Hashem, Niras Hadin, we come before Kadosh Baruch Hu to prepare ourselves so that Hashem has watched us over this year and to make sure that we continue on the right path to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu in Shemaim.